We have sort of squeezed into the last little bit of the program here. The big issue for a lot of people today, it is what to do with that leftover Halloween candy. Do you allow the kids to just take whenever they want, whatever they want? Do you sort of portion it out? Do you take most of it away? Do you take some of it away? Does it all disappear? Do you get into the Halloween candy? So we have a few minutes left. You can give us a call, 514-597-4500, toll free, 1-877-597-4500. What do you do? What is your approach to all that leftover Halloween candy? Does most of it go into the garbage? I think for a lot of people, that's probably still the case. Although here at the CBC today, a lot of parents have brought it in here. So we have become the happy recipients of a lot of the leftover bounty. What is your approach? Want to hear from you. We've also assembled a panel here of experts. I have three parenting bloggers and people who have a lot of experience with this kind of stuff on the line. Kathy Kuslevy is the founder of the blog Moms Near Me. She is on the line. Hi there.
Hi there. How are you?
Really, really well. We also have Julia Chiarelli Giannone. She is a parenting blogger as well at AskMamaMo.com. Hi there.
Hi, Sean. Nice to speak to you.
You as well. Kenny Bodanis, who you may know here, used to appear on the CBC a lot doing the weather, author and parenting columnist. He is on the line. Hi, Kenny.
Hey, how you doing?
Good to speak with you. So I know this is an issue for just about every parent. I'm not sure who we should give the first crack at this, but Julia, how about you? What's your approach to all the leftover candy?
Well, I have to say I'm one of the parents that chucks some of it. we have some time going over the candy and, you know, seeing what is appropriate for them, what is not appropriate for them. And I've always let my kids have candy and treats, so they're not one to want to pig out on Halloween night.
Okay, I sort of skipped a step here. I mean, I should sort of confirm that you had quite a bit left over. You have three boys between the ages of 6 and 8, so how much of a haul was there at the end of the night?
So pretty much as we gave out, we got back. It's quite a lot.
Okay. I heard some kids come to my door and they were actually complaining. They were leaving and they were saying, they were carrying the stuff, not the stuff just that I had given, but all of the stuff. They said, this is so heavy. And they just seemed so unhappy about the bag. So, yeah. Kathy, let me bring you into the conversation here. Kathy Kuslevy, the founder of the blog Moms Near Me. Did you end up with a lot of leftover stuff?
We did. Well, it was a beautiful night to be out, so we stayed out for a lot longer than we would have if it was cold and rainy. So we got we had quite a good haul this year too.
Pretty good haul until you have to figure out what to do with it, right?
Yeah.
What's your approach?
Well, usually Halloween night, I sort of let him take what he wants. It's kind of an once a year indulgence.
That's a dangerous proposition, right?
But you know what? He's actually kind of responsible, so it's not so bad.
How old?
He's 5. He just turned 5.
Okay.
So, but he's good self-control.
Well, let's hear numbers here. I need hard data. So a 5-year-old, as much as he wants, what does that translate into?
Well, he probably had, maybe 5 mini chocolate bars or, those little bags of Maynards or whatever. So.
And you're telling me after 5 of those, he was like, I'm good.
Yeah. My husband, on the other hand, not so much. But.
Right. Kenny Bodanis, what is your approach? You have 2 kids now, ages 8 and 11, right?
Right, exactly.
Okay, so what did they end up with, first of all, on Saturday night?
I found that the key for us is to keep the bags small. So once the bag is full, they kind of have to turn around, although my daughter somehow got a hold of 2 small bags, so she's figured out she can handle 2 of them. I find for us the real challenge, I don't worry too much about what they're going to eat. It's sort of a passing phase for a month or two. It's more my wife and I end up sneaking for each other once the kids go to bed. And then also how to pile the candy back in the bag in such a way that they're not going to pick up on the fact that there are 3 or 4 or 5 chocolate bars and a bag of chip missing. So the problem is more the adults in the house, not the kids.
Kathy, let me go back to you with that question. Do you say to the recipient, the rightful recipient of this stuff, I am going to take some of that out? Do you skim without anybody knowing? Do you not skim at all? How does that work?
I skim. I take out the things that I don't I don't want him to eat. It's, I'm not super picky, but yeah, there are a few things. And then the rest, you know, we have it on the dining room table for a couple of days, and then it sort of makes its way into, you know, the top of the fridge or the back of the cupboard. And once it's out of sight, out of mind for him. So, you know, every once in a while he'll say, oh, can I have a, you know, a little piece of candy or whatever, and it's okay. But yeah, it's sort of, it slowly moves further and further out of view. So...
I have a great leftover Dorito bag suggestion if you want one. Do you want a great Dorito recipe?
Sure. I say yes with a little bit of trepidation, but yeah. Well.
Tonight we're having Dorito burritos. So everybody take their little mini bag of Doritos, and believe it or not, you fry up some beef, some flavoring, and put in a little salsa and some cheese in the bag with your crushed Doritos and eat it with a spoon. It's fantastic.
I had heard that was a thing, and I've actually seen it at some bars and stuff. Are you, you're not actually feeding that to other to other human beings, though, are you?
Well, my dad's coming over, so
yeah,
sure.
Okay, all right.
I need a bigger bag of Doritos for him. I might get a family size.
All right.
I might have to go out and buy a family size bag of Doritos, though, for the adults.
Okay, if that works for you, Julia.
Yes.
How much? At the end of it, once you've skimmed.
Yeah.
And once you've given the 6-year-old, the three kids between 6 and 8, they've had some of it. When are they when are they cut off completely?
So, like I said, it's not really a cut off for us. They people come to my house; they're always surprised. We have a candy cookie jar that is always full right in the kitchen, and everybody has always said to me that wouldn't last in my house; it would be gone. And I don't know. I guess we have the capability of saying, okay, well, when we feel like something, we'll have it. But it's not, you know, I'm a lot like Kathy. It's out of sight, out of mind. We tend to get rid of stuff, put some in the freezer. We actually do throw some things away that are just not good.
Unbelievable.
Which stuff goes right into the garbage?
Well, we don't have anything with food coloring, which knocks off a lot of candy stuff. I have to say I'm not a big fan of Doritos for what's inside it. You know, we tend to get rid of a lot of that kind of stuff. We keep like chocolates and, you know, plain chips, that kind of thing.
And Kathy, which stuff goes right into the garbage for you?
The stuff that looks like it's plastic. Yeah, the stuff that I'm kind of like, oh, is that for human consumption? I'm not sure. But
And Kenny, I'm assuming that's supper tomorrow night, right, at your house?
Well, I 100% agree that the stuff is garbage, but boy, is it delicious. So,
maybe.
You know, a little vitamin C pills and the spinach salad on the side, and then there's a plastic candy for dessert.
Listen, I want to thank all of you very, very much. Good luck getting through all of it.
Thank you.
You could always send it to the CBC as well. Appreciate all of your time.
Thank you very much.
Spoke with Kenny Bodanis, author and parenting columnist. He has two kids between the ages of 8 and 11, Kathy Koslevy. She's the founder of the blog Moms Near Me. And we also spoke with Julia Chiarelli-Giannone, who is a parenting blogger at AskMamaMo.com.